بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد برد زار كسر كم فور لبت إن شاء الله برد زار سدينا في دبك دفرين الجابس بيت The closer we sit, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the hearts, give us understanding of deen. And this is also a sunnah of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. When it's come from the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's so close that if you put a sheet over their heads, it wasn't possible for there to be gaps really. The muhabbat, the love, they will sit closer so their hearts be united also. Tonight being the 23rd night of Ramadan, could be the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. The virtue of Laylatul Qadr, we hear over and over again, the reward for more than 83 years of ibadat. Allah is prepared to give in one night. And as we always say, who is there to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is there to present his heart to Allah? Who is there to present himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a month only of rahmat and only rahmat. Rahmati amma. As we went through the month of Ramadan, the first 10 days, the 10 days of rahmat. Second 10 days of maghfirat, forgiveness. First the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the last 10 days, itqum minan nar, to be freed from the fire of Jahannam. In anticipation from the fire of Jahannam. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayh, in his commentary of Mishkat Sharif, he explains and he says, the first 10 days is rahmat. Person draws the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to the amal of rahmat. Then he secures the maghfirat of Allah. So he says sometimes it does happen that a person takes his wage just before time also. He says before the last 10 days also, Allah ta'ala wants to give, he'll give you. So you got the rahmat, you got the maghfirat. Only thing left now is to save my neck from the fire of Jahannam. Then he will say, wal kullu minal. He said, well, kullu min fadlillah al-ghaffar al-jabbar. All this is from the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi tawfiq al-ghaffar. The tawfiq of the most forgiving one. The one that is most powerful. Lil-mu'mineen, to the mu'mineen. Al-abrar were very pious. Allah is prepared to give them such tawfiq to do a'mal that will draw the rahmat of Allah, draw the maghfirat of Allah, and draw that bounty from Allah that will save them from the fire of Jahannam. But the most important thing, my dear brothers, is that this taqwa we speak about in the month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That we get this taqwa, this fuel, this heat, this steam, with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that it must last me the entire year. How do I get that? They say even the tanker, even the fuel tanker has to go to the garage to fill its own tank. Although it has now fuel on its back, but even the fuel tanker has to go fill its own tank. So I can have all the knowledge of deen. I can become a hafiz of Quran. I can become an alim also. Go out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and fill other people's tank. But I got to fill my own tank also. To get the steam of the love of Allah. And here Hazrat Tabi rahmatullah says, he says, remember, this the fear of Allah will not stop you from sin. The fear of Allah will not stop you from sin. Person fears the wife, but he's still doing something wrong. The wife also fears the husband, but she's still doing something incorrect. What will stop a person from sinning is the intense love for Allah. I love my Allah so much, I don't want to break the command of my Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala describes Sahaba radiallahu anhum that they were those people that had iman. They believed in Allah. They had love for Allah. And what kind of love? أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. They had absolute intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How for me to get that intense love? That I love Allah so much, dear Allah, I can't break your command. I can't do it. I can't break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that young boy that was tempted, young boy was tempted by a loose woman. And he gave in to the temptation. And when he was in privacy with her, then the fear of Allah overtook him. The love of Allah overtook him. And he excused himself, can I use the bathroom? He goes into the bathroom and the love of Allah was pumping so much in the heart, he's almost slipped. But Allah wants to protect. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. Allah Pak says that when I become your friend, you become my friend. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Our honorable and beloved Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib, Barakatuh, explains so beautifully this ayat. Say, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah says, I am the friend. I am the wali, the friend of those that have iman. So Allah says, I'm already your friend. But the first criteria is, have that iman. To make an effort on that iman, that I have that level of iman, where Allah Pak says that I am the friend of the believers. I believe in Allah. I accept the command of Allah. And that is why we have to do introspection on these nights. What is blocking? What's the blockage between Allah's muhabbat coming into my life, Allah's love coming into, what is blocking it right now? Is some riba, some interest, credit cards are maxed, I'm paying the interest every month, or some application on my phone, or some haram relationship. What is it that is blocking the relationship? Allah Pak says, I want to befriend you. You have imam, but there's a blockage there right now. What is it? So I have to introspect, and I have to remove the blockages. I have to take it out. Then see the muhabbat of Allah flows. And remember, our ulama say also, that when a person becomes a friend of Allah, does not mean that temptation will no more be there. It'll be double now. Shaitan will make double effort. He made double effort to take you towards sin. Then Allah will show you. Now you feel I'm strong. I can stand my ground. And shaitan can't overpower me. My nafs can't overpower me. But Allah shows, no, you can't save yourself. From shaitan, you can't save yourself. That is why we have the wazifa. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek Allah's protection from shaitan, the accursed one. So Allah shows you that you'll get piety and taqwa, the muhabbat of Allah. The heart will become clean. The eyes will become clean. Chastity will come. Good thoughts. A pure heart. Good a'mal. But then the fitnas will attract also. And Allah will show you that you can't overpower it. Only by tawfiqi ilahi. Only Allah can save you. Nobody else. That is friendship from Allah. The friend will help you. They say friend in need. The friend in need. Allah says, you can't save yourself. Only I can save you. How I will save you? وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. Allah says, you will not make sin. Temptation will be there still. You'll want to go towards it. Many person feels now I changed my life, but that thing is still coming in me. I still want to do the wrong things. The thoughts are still coming. I thought now I'll become pious, and just now it'll become easy for me to perform salah, it'll become easy for me to read Quran Sharif. But now I'm not feeling like that. I can't get moving. Although it's an odd night, and just my body is tired, my thoughts are wandering. So Allah shows you that only I can do it for you. You can't do it on your own. You just present yourself to me, become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the temptation will come, then shaitan and nafs will play. Till the person comes almost there, then Allah ta'ala says, I come between his own heart and himself. I become between a barrier between his heart and himself. And I turn him away. Then he say, Ya Allah, how are you saving me? Wasn't that I did it? Allah did it. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah says, I am the friend of those that have iman. Fulfill the criteria of iman. That's why we have the effort of da'wat and tabligh. To go out in the path of Allah to learn iman. To understand iman, we come to majlis. And to build iman, we go in the path of Allah. We have to speak about it. We have to go and tell every person what is iman. To trust Allah, reliance upon Allah, yaqeen upon Allah, love for Allah. We have to speak it. That's why we see that every rakat of salah, we have to recite the first verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala is showing you that every rakat of namaz, you have to praise me because I love to be praised. I love to be praised. When you go out in the path of Allah, we're making gusht. What a person is doing? He's praising Allah. Allah says, look at him. He's praising me. Upon praising Allah, Allah increases iman. We speak about Allah, iman increases. We learn about iman, we go nurture iman out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fulfill the first criteria, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu, that iman must come in the heart. And when it was said to the kuffar, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا, when it was said to them, the kuffar. And usually when you hear this ayat, don't think of somebody else. I must think of myself. Am I reacting the same way? Do I have these traits of a non-Muslim within me? When it was said to them, Aminu, believe in Allah. It was said to them, believe in Aminu. Give up everything. All these gods that you have, all these gods you have in your life, they are idols. We have different types of idols now. Cell phone, this app, I can't give it up. There's certain avenue, some riba transaction, some haram investment, some illicit relationship. And all these things have become gods that I worship. The gold, the silver, the money. And all these things have become gods in my life. I turn to them at the time of difficulty. That's ilah. La ilaha, there's no ilah, there's no entity of worship. What's ilah? Ilah refers to anything. When a person is down and out, is affected, is in distress, is an emergency, where his heart goes towards at that time, that is his deity. The heart goes to Allah, his iman is pure. He says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. A simple example, a person goes to fill his tank, petrol. And he tells the Bowser, fill it up. Bowser fills it up, he never even thinks of turning to Allah, that Allah, you are the one, everything comes from you. In his mind, I've got the card in my pocket. I got the cash in my pocket. That will pay the bill. That will fill my tank. He tells me, fill the tank. He takes out his wallet, he opens it. The card is not there, the cash is not there. Now what he'll say? Ya Allah. Allah came after the money is gone. Allah didn't come first. That was my God. This will do the job. When he's not there, then he says, Inna lillah. What is iman? Allah comes first. My wallet can't do it. I can't do it. It's only Allah that will do it. This is the lesson of iman. That iman has to be absolutely pure, that nisbat and connection is there. That's why on these nights, Allah is prepared to give that iman. Who is there to present his chest and his heart to Allah? Allah pierces the heart with that arrow of your love. And let it go deep. And pull out all the muck and the dirt. It must come out completely. Once we get this iman, that Allah is everything to me. The sifat of iman, the qualities of iman. How Allah wants me to speak, how Allah wants me to hear, what Allah wants from me right now. I know the command of my Allah, I will fulfill it. Zaki Maqtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, he says, mat dekhna, mat dekhna, don't look, don't look. Don't look at haram. Give your life, but don't look. Give your life for Allah, but don't look. Say, Allah, I'll die for you, but I won't look. If you said, don't look, ya Allah, I won't look. That app is open. And we know most of these apps, they're designed for zina of the eyes. You open the first application, the first page already, zina of the eyes. Look at haram. A ghair mahram woman is haram to look. Iman is getting affected. And what's more frightening, my dear brothers, once we ask our Honorable Shaykh, Mu'abdul Hamid Sahib, Barakatuhu, sometimes we go to certain places, and you can see the intermingling, the laughing, joking, the disobedience of Allah. People are, so to say, having fun. Cousins talking together, it's an Eid day, we're having a big party, family is going out, we're having a da'wah somewhere. But you say, Mawlana is separate. It's separate for how long? At the end of the da'wah, it's all together. When you're going in, when you're coming out, and laughing and joking in the disobedience of Allah. It's not iman. I'm breaking the command of Allah and I'm laughing about it. I don't feel anything. So we ask Mawlana one time, Mawlana, how come we don't feel anything in the heart? We see it happening, but we don't feel anything in the heart. The Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was here, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, Sahaba of Badr, Allah to give them life again. And they will come into the world, they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, where are the Muslims? We don't see any Muslims here. We laid our life down for deen to become alive, and they are just now ravaging and they're just plundering this garden of iman. There's nothing left over here right now. So they won't even recognize us as Muslims also. So with this iman to come into the heart, to have that, so we ask Mawlana, then Mawlana, how come we don't feel anything in the heart? We see all these things happening, sometimes on the phone, and for hours it's carrying on, zina of the eyes, zina of the eyes. Sometimes talking to a woman also, talking to a girl, looking at haram things, certain avenues, the language changes, the vulgarity, missing salah also, and how come we don't feel anything? Sometimes I go to the beach, and there the immodesty, the nudity, and we don't feel anything. They say, Mawlana, bas ek hi wajah hai. There's only one reason, iman ki kamzori. The iman is gone so weak and so weak, we don't regard the sin as sin anymore. We don't feel anything about it. that guna is taking place. Sin is, Allah's command is being broken right now. That is why we sit by the mashayikh and the teachers to value one command of Allah. My Allah's command is supreme. I cannot break the command of Allah. And why? They say, enumerate the bounties of Allah upon yourself. To love Allah, count the bounties of Allah upon yourself. If Allah give tawfiq tonight, my dear brothers, if we can't make tawbah tonight, at least make dua for half an hour, 1 hour, just thanking Allah only. Start counting the bounties and cry, Ya Allah, you gave me so much. Ya Allah, you gave me so much. You gave me this and you gave me that. And you start counting it. Just one ni'mat. Our mashayikh teaches just the tongue only. How we don't enjoy food. And food also, they say, our mashayikh, one of the two mashayikh met together, and one said to the other, chalo, hum kuch jannati kaam kar le. Let's do some jannati work. So the other alim said, bhai, what jannati work? He said, open the dasturkhan, the table is spread, let's start eating. Because the real job of jannati is to eat. Because jannati work is that. So let's eat, let's enjoy ourselves eating. So how we enjoy it? Imagine now if Allah Ta'ala made, we have so many different types of foods, butter, sour, sweet, spicy, piri piri, whatever it is. Imagine now for all these different flavors, you carry a bag for different tongues. Now we have something sweet, so now just change it. Something butter, change the tongue. Allah give one tongue, taste everything one time, my banda. Just enjoy yourself. All you have to do is sit down there, like one lani you set, and the food is served. All you got to pick it up, put it in your mouth. You forgot Bismillah also, never mind, no problem. Enjoy it. Then you have to go and relieve yourself, that too Bismillah. Then you forgot to do dua also. Ya Allah, all this you are doing. And I didn't want to ask for it. Just making shukr to Allah, thanking Allah. Ya Allah, you did so much for me. You've given me so much. Start counting. Just in the tongue, turn on grain of rice, to the tea we're having, the food, and the amenities we have, the facilities we are enjoying, the masjid we are sitting in right now, you know, sitting on concrete floors. You go to Africa, other countries, what kind of masjids they have? Just made of mud, etc. And here the comfort upon comfort. Ya Allah, we don't even deserve this. Ya Allah, how you gave us this? We can't even understand it. You just thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for His bounties. The love of Allah starts coming in the heart. Then now to break the command of Allah is very difficult. Ya Allah, how can I break your command? Because al-insan abdul ihsan. Insan is a slave of kindness. Insan is a slave of kindness. But my problem, and my ill thinking as a South African, growing up in a spoiled environment, I feel now I have this, entitlement. Right of entitlement. If I don't get it, I throw a tantrum. What's the problem? That I deserve to live like this. I deserve, it's my right to sit in a car like this. It's my right. Ramli Ayasir complains, I'm 18 years old, father, don't buy me a car. Don't know what's his problem. As if you deserve the car. I feel now, this is my right. I got to have it like this. No, it's not a right. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But these are the nights, my dear brothers, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, show me the blockage. Once his iman will be pure and clean, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu, our life will become so easy. And life is easy also. Once iman will come in the heart, our iman is clear. Also, this is very important we have to mention. There's so many youngsters out there that are going to secular institutions. And to pass the examination, we have to learn Darwin's theory of evolution. A few months ago, met a few youngsters in a masjid. So I asked them, you're doing this in school, yes, you're doing it. I said, how do you believe in this? He said, Muhtisab, two friends of mine in school, Hafiz al-Quran, after the lesson of Darwin's theory, they were talking in the break, and one is telling the other one, it makes absolute sense. It makes sense what he's saying. So Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, Mubarak to you, if you feel your grandfather was a monkey, we can't do anything about it. But our grandfather was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. We take pride in that. We take pride in who your grandfather is. If you're proud of him being a monkey, Mubarak to you, but so many monkeys came in Kruger National Park, till now we haven't found one became a human. So how come that one day all of a sudden became a human being? You can't think about it. If you're proud over that, well, Mubarak to you. It's your tough luck, but we don't believe it. We're proud about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It comes in Quran Sharif. So iman mustn't be tainted. Iman mustn't be tainted. And so many concepts also of life we'll be learning in a secular education. When it comes to jinnat also, what they call a spook, it's all a spook. Like something of the mind, some fiction, some perception of the mind it is. Jinnat are true, it's real. It's real. Surah al-Jinn comes in the Quran Sharif. Kanu ya'buduna al-Jinn. The kuffar is to worship jinnat. Satanic worship comes in Quran. They used to worship the shayateen and the jinnat also. The jinnat are there. It's a reality. We believe in it. But they make it seem now it's some thriller or something, not true. When it comes to malaika, how they depict the malaika and angels as if they are female. As if they are female. So sometimes we don't realize even our aqidah and our iman is being also played with it. That's the picture we have in our mind. They have no gender. Mushrikeen of Makkah would believe that these are banatullah. That the malaika are the daughters of Allah. So they depict also the same thing, malaika and the angels are like that. But they have no gender. Allah has made them as they are. So, for iman to be correct. Then Allah says, once you have that iman, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Once you have that iman, you made the effort of iman. There's an effort behind it to get the iman pure and clean. You have to make the effort of it. Iman has to be pure. Iman has to be clean. Has to be correct. Aqidah, belief has to be correct. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as Allah wants you to believe in Him. That everything happens from Allah. Everything will return to Allah. This is sifat of iman. The qualities of iman. How to believe in Allah. What to believe in Allah. Allah is my creator. Allah is sustainer. He's the nourisher. He's controlling. And this we're mentioning every night. Our Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib taught us. Majari al-qada. Majari al-qada refers to the supreme court of all decision making is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supreme court is there. Everything happens from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh. The decision belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I'm going to perform accordingly, Allah's taqdeer and Allah's first plan, decision will come for me. Everything happens from there. This is my iman. Doesn't happen from the top office or from headquarters HQ. Headquarters is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu. Allah is sufficient for me. I only worship Him. I place my trust upon Him. Wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. He is the Rabb of the great throne. Great throne belongs to Allah. Everything happens from there. I connect my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make my taluq with Allah. Make my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we see that iman becomes pure. Then Allah says, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah says, I am the friend, I am the caregiver, caretaker, overseer of those that have iman. What Allah will do? Subhanallah. Life will become so easy. The habits I can't kick. The fitnas and the temptations in my life that I can't get over. Allah says, once you have iman, make effort on iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhum for 13 years, they made effort on iman. They sat in the sohbat, in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they learnt iman. They learnt iman. They learnt iman. When they learnt it, they went out and they spoke about it. Like this, they made it strong. They learnt what was iman, and they went out and they gave the da'wah of iman. This is the syllabus. That we learn it in the majlis, what iman is about, then we go out and invite others towards iman. Allah sees it. And subhanallah, Hazrat says, when we will learn about iman, and then we will go out and teach iman, and speak about iman. Allah loves us so much, Allah dispatches the malaika. Go quickly. Say ameen on the duas. Spread your wings under them. He says, by going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the effort of iman, you are creating chaos in the skies right now. Something is happening. Allah says, look at him. He's moving in the path of Allah right now. With the fikr concern in the heart for the iman. Open their hearts. Say ameen upon the du'as. Then iman starts coming into the heart. Then we have talim in the home, talim in the masjid. We have programs taking place. When the iman will come, same ayat Allah Pak says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّرُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Work is done. Iman came, Allah took over. Allah says, يُخْرِجُهُمْ. Allah will take them out from darknesses into nur and light. Allah says, He will do it. You don't have to make any effort now. You don't have to make any effort. You don't have to fight with anyone. You don't have to now download the app and then delete and download and continue. I can't stop this and I can't stop that. I can't get out of it right now. I don't know what must do with my life. I can't get over the interest. I can't pay. Allah says, you just get iman. Then Allah will take you out from darknesses. Min al-zulumat. Whatever darkness of belief, darkness of bad a'mal, bad company, bad habits, bad thoughts, whatever it may be. Person says, I can't give it up. Bring iman. Bring iman. When the kuffar was said, aminu, then believe in Allah. What the response was? And it was said to them, believe kama amana nas, like how Sahaba Ikram believed. Believe like how Sahaba Ikram believed. When they said, amantu amanna, sami'na wa ata'na, we heard and we obey. We heard and we obey. So when they were said to, that believe like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they replied and they said, anu'minu kama amana sufaha, that should we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like these fools, na'uzu billah. They call them sufaha. Backward people, no education, they're jahil, ignorant. These are fools. Must believe like how they are, but these are the most intelligent people. Allah responded and say, rather they are the fools, but they don't even understand it. So bring iman and Allah will remove us from all the darknesses. Whatever darkness in my life, iman comes, darkness will be removed, Allah brings it to nur. Then salah will become easy. Quran tilawat will become easy. Hafiz al-Quran is feeling difficult with the Quran Sharif because of darknesses. The cell phone is full of darkness. Allah will chew in the cell phone now. All those haram temptations, Allah will save us. How Allah will save us, Allah will take it out. There's no more temptation now. It might be there, but Allah will save a person. That's only nur. He's enjoying himself in the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person doesn't make the effort, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, but it doesn't make the effort. He's ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He has qualities of kufr, disbelief, darkness in his life. Awliya uhumut ta'ghut. Awliya, friends. His friends will become ta'ghut. Ta'ghut refers to the big shaitan. That big shaitan will become his friend. Big shaitan will become his friend. Yukhijunahum minan nuri ila zulumat. He will remove him from nur into darknesses. His whole life will go upside down. So how to get this iman? If you come into the environment of iman. We were reading from this kitab yesterday also. We'll continue for a little while with this kitab. Just to understand that our elders and seniors, how they explain to us all beautifully. To get this iman, to purify the eyes, to purify our hearts, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it explains in this kitab, that haram glances, the clashing of eyes is zina of the eyes. The clashing of eyes is zina of the eyes. One alim explained to our honorable sheikh also, in a very humorous way. When it comes to the eyes, how to control the eyes. Because it's become a disease right now. We can't control the eyes anymore. And we don't regard it as a guna and sin. It's a major sin. Major sin to abuse the eyes, because it's the biggest avenue where the poison will come into the heart. Once the poison comes into the heart, then the heart becomes black. We can read the Quran Sharif also, the dhikr of Allah, but the eyes are not in control right now. Alim explained to Hazrat and he says that all we've got to do when you're going at top speed on the highway, freeway, byway, wherever it is, and you see a car coming head on, all you have to do is put your dims. He puts his dims, you put dims, alhamdulillah, no accident. But if you got brights, and she got brights, head-on collision. Then there's also there's a fear that now your grill also will go in. And then how are you going to do panel beating? You got a big problem. Put your dims. Do put brights on. So that explains also that the clashing of eyes is zina of the eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as haram, lewd glances, haram glances, and clashing of eyes, for there is nothing to be gained from these glances. Nothing will get. All you're going to look, but you receive nothing from there besides curses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's neither any giving nor any taking by such glances. The only thing achieved is a burning regret of the heart. How I got involved. Then a person, he wastes his time, wasted himself also, became napak and impure. Then he regrets, Ya Allah, what I did? What happened to me? Then my fajr namaz is gone. Now I want to become pious. I want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he can't control the eyes. The only thing achieved is a burning regret of the heart. To look with lust at ghayr mahram women. One whom is allowed to marry in terms of the Sharia is haram. This is a riwayat and narration of Bukhari Sharif. Zina al-ayn al-nazar. And the zina of the eyes is looking. That's why we reiterate, my dear brothers. This whole internet, especially the apps, is designed for zina of the eyes. From there, it takes to a second step. She'll send you a message. You reply. It's all in innocence. Nothing. We're not really doing anything. Before you know it, let's meet here. Let's do this. Let's go out. Before a person knows, he's involved already. He's in a dark life. And the darkness of dunya are these things. The porn, the drugs, the clubs, these are all the muck of dunya. The muck of Allah Pak, save us. Once we're exposed, then it becomes jihad of life. Till mawt, I've got to fight this temptation. It's going to irk me all the time. So we've got to keep our eyes and our hearts clean. That person who looks at anyone's daughter or daughter-in-law, one who stares at any girl, any woman along the roads, in schools, in airports, on the railway stations, or wherever else it may be, such a stare, such a gaze is haram and constitutes zina of the eyes. Similarly, one who stares at beardless youth is also guilty of a haram action. Beardless, we call them amrad. Young boys, they don't have beards also. They're permissible to be alone with them. And now it's all this, they put the letters together, LG, whatever it may be. You can see what is happening right now. This is our Kaaba told us 30, 40 years ago. When it comes to young lads, young boys also, be careful, don't be alone with them. Doesn't have a beard yet, don't be alone. Don't look away, and if you have to speak to them, look away and speak. Otherwise, something, shaitan will play with your feelings and your heart after that. Before a person knows, he gets involved with it. What does one call that person who is bold enough to taste the salty tang of beauty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared haram? Would he be called namak halal or namak haram? Is namak haram that? Is haram. So, namak means salt. Is haram salt. Let those who are involved in, who are guilty of tasting the haram salt of beauty, declare, what is the condition of such tasting? Is this tasting, this gazing halal or haram? You be the judge yourself and declare what the fatwa is. I will say nothing. The conclusion we reach is that we must not even venture anywhere close to those actions declared haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person should not think now, even for the mastura, the ladies, they have to control their eyes also. Doesn't mean I'm wearing parda, hijab, so I can look everywhere. There's also temptation. As one apa told the ladies, you have to look after your eyes. Don't even look at sipo also. Don't look at that. Sipo also. Oh, Ramzan, oh, Shaban. Can't look at them. No problem. Yes, the month is no problem. But the Ramzan, Shaban is working in the garden. You can't look at him also. And now we will open here. And there's a cloak or just one kaftan on. Not permissible. When's the last time now he had intimacy with his wife? Something will come into his heart also. He's also a human being. So all these things are destroying our homes, my dear. Shaitan is coming. The darkness is coming. Noor is leaving. The effects of gunas and sins. Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullah alayhi takes an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as many people as they are who sport with their gazes, it's become like a sport, eyeballing. What do they call it? Eyeballing. He's using his eyes. He's looking at haram things. Who sport with carnal love, who sport with as many forms of sport they are, I have not found a single one with peace of mind. As it says, I haven't found any of them. It's a double life. I may know those are involved. It's a double life. It's a chore's life, life of a chore. I have a double identity. That one is now with parents, with friends, with asatiza, I'm somebody else. But I've got this dark avenue in my life. And it's pulling me all the time. The double life I'm leading. Nobody got sukoon, contentment. If I'm good company also, I want to run away. I don't want to go too close. I don't become too pious also. Because the avenue I want it open. So to say, I'm enjoying it. But it's haram. It's the same haram salt that I want to enjoy. I've not found a single person with peace of mind, with contentment of heart. A poet says, on lifting my head from your threshold, that is the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on lifting my head from your threshold to the earth, did I plummet from the heavens. Long as my head was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was safe, oh my Allah. Once I raised my head and looked around, then I fell completely to the ground. Then everything went. Our Hadrat explains also, now in the month of Ramadan, we feel a bit, mashallah, high. We feel strong. But it won't remain like that. The effort has to be continuous. You take a tennis ball and you throw it in the air. It won't continue moving. It will reach its peak. It won't stop there. As fast as it went up, faster it will come down. In the same way with iman also. Is it once off? That now I feel a bit strong. My iman is there. I can fight my nafs and shaitan. I feel safe. And Hazrat Kimsa will give the example. Like when it comes to winter time and the snake goes into hibernation and it's all coiled up and sleeping. And the children find that snake hole and burrow and they pull it out by the tail. So they say the snake is dead. And they're playing with it, they're pulling it around. Says, therefore, we've got a snake in our hand. But it's alive, but it's in hibernation. So they left it outside. They left it outside. After Muddi, they came back. The sun came out, heated the snake a bit. Then the life came back into it. The children came back outside to play with it. Before they knew it, the snake already was out. With his head up, about to strike. They, what happened? They thought it was dead. Said, the nafs is the same. The nafs is the same. It will act so pious and so pure. It will convince you also. You're a buzuruk, mashallah. What you did in Ramadan, subhanallah, whole night you didn't sleep. Why? Nafs, I trained you not to sleep at night. Now, after Ramadan, I'll show you how to stay awake to do haram. So we can't trust the nafs. Never. That's how our kafir always had somebody above them. They always had their sheikh above them to keep an eye on them. Our honorable sheikh at his age, 81, he said, I also have a sheikh at this age. I'm also still better only Qamr al-Zaman, Sahab al-Barakatuh. I need somebody above me. So I am safe. Otherwise, we can slip very quickly in this world. So the snake now, he says, the nafs is just like that. It will act dead, nothing. And he will tell you also, don't worry, you're a buzruk. You saw one, two dreams already, mashallah. You punchy gelo already. You're seventh sky, ninth cloud, you are gone. Nobody can bring you down from there. Like how that person, when the jihad was on, then the wife told him, you're such a coward, you don't know go out in the path. You don't know give your life. He said, no, I'll go. She said, no, why you don't go? You're scared, you're a coward. No, oh, he got a bit upset. He said, I'm going. So he left. So he went. And you see all the mujahideen fighting in the path of Allah, and one by one they are dropping. So just few are left, so he fell down, and he closed his eyes. Like he's dead also. He said, Ya Allah, I don't want to die. I'm not ready yet. So he closed his eyes, and he acted like he's dead. So he put one eye to check what's happening. And then he sees the hur is coming down from Jannat. All the women are coming down, pure women, with goblets of wine, and giving all the shuhada to drink. So he closed his eyes again. He said, I get my share also. He's waiting. Then he finds a poke in his side. Hey, Uto! So he opens his eye. Who's that? He opens his eye. He says, Kali hur, a black hur. He says, Jaise Shaheed, Vaisi hur. Say, what kind of Shaheed you are? You get the same type of hur. It was his wife. Say, get up and come home. Don't act over here. So the nafs also can act like that. Then you're a buzruk, mashallah. You can do. You can conquer, alhamdulillah. You can see all these things. No effect. Other people say, Wana, we see, but it doesn't affect us. Wana, it doesn't affect you, then you better go to the clinic and check something wrong with you. Because if you put butter near a fire, it doesn't melt, is that butter? Man has to melt. Allah Ta'ala made the system like that. The nafs will play tricks. Now is the night, my dear brothers, to make that ta'alluq to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah, give me that deep, deep, deep connection with you, Ya Allah. And that, Ya Allah, you'll never leave me. You will never leave me. The life of one who is cut off from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that kite whose string has been severed and is fluttering aimlessly in the air. By merely looking at a person who is wallowing in the muck of haram pleasures, one realizes that this unfortunate being is far removed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can he do such a thing like this? The one that gave him the eyes is breaking his command. The one that gave him his faculties, he's got so much of a guts to break the command of the one that created him, that he's so far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as by looking at a kite that flutters after it is cut off from one who was previously executing fascinating maneuvers with the kite, this one not realize that it is no longer connected, that it has been cut off. After this separation, it becomes the plaything of the street urchins and the children on the street. Whatever form of punishment is visited upon such a person is still meager. Whether he is visited by stones in the kidneys, as it says. When he's cut off from Allah and is wallowing in sin, in that muck. Now, when Allah Ta'ala will test him, what will happen? Like the kite got cut off. What will happen? Some children will catch it there, they'll tramp it, they'll try to fly it again. The same thing, now you'll become a luqma for shaitan. Then now the kidney stones will start. Then this pain and that pain. Young man, what happened? How all these things happen? Is it because all the muck of dunya has come into his heart? The Hadrat says, whether it's a punishment of kidney stones, whether he develops blood cancer, or is involved in such an accident, which is the cause of one's head being split apart, immaterial what form of punishment such a person is meted with it, it is insignificant, for he's challenging the most powerful. He's challenging the most powerful of those who have power. He has by his disobedience the audacity and cheek of displeasing the master who is a possessor of absolute power, who by his disobedience is he pleasing. He is by his immaturity, by his folly pleasing none other than the mean and the lowly creation of his nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent thousands of millions of mercies upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the Durood Sharif, my dear brothers. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. So Nabi alayhi sallam informed us, O you who believe, the greatest enemy lies within you, which is called your nafs. Don't blame shaitan. Say, shaitan made me do it. Shaitan made me do it. You say, how do you know whether it's shaitan or nafs? We can't blame shaitan every time. They say, shaitan will just put the thought in your mind. Shaitan will put the thought in your mind. Just a passing thought. The nafs is the one that's ammara bisu. The nafs pounds the heart. Now it will open up a plan. Do it like this, do it like that. Make a plan, duck, dive. Go and buy it from here. Do it in that corner. Namaz time, this time, that time. There's a nafs within a person. There's such shaitan. Shaitan only puts the thought. The nafs is the one that plans everything. Who is the one that prompts one all to all types of sins, all evils? The taking and eating of bribes, who derives enjoyment of haram pleasures. And these prompts are from this pleasure is derived by none other than the nafs. In proportion to the number of sins that man commits, his nafs becomes progressively stronger. More guna. And this Hazrat explains also. Person says, this time I just let go, I'll do it. This time I'll just go, let go, and I'll do that haram thing. Then I'm over with it, and I'll stop it. He says, not possible. Not possible is like that athlete's feet. Give the example. That the more you scratch it, the more enjoyment. I can't give it up. Got eczema also. He says, I just scratch it one time. But the mother won't, don't scratch it. Then you won't stop. He says, no, just one time, just to get some relief. But you know what happens, it gets worse, and it spreads. Same with sin also. This time I'll just let go. Go with the boys. Nothing will happen. But once he slips up, then he might feel that time that he's stronger thereafter. In reality, he's got weak. And nafs just becomes more stronger and flows him the next time, then he can't understand. How come? I felt I was so strong. But how to stay strong? How to remove the sin? This is where we need good company. Good company for a good amount of time with good people, for the heart to become clean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran Sharif, you want taqwa, kunu ma sadiq. Stay with the pious ones. Just staying in the environment, the heart will become pure, the heart will become clean. From where to where a person will go. Just staying in the company of the pious. How many people came to Hakim Akhtar Sahib? Once there, in the Khanka also, a person came, was sitting there. After the majlis, he met Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatul alayh. So the person that brought him said, Hazrat, he's a pilot in PIA, Pakistan International Airlines. He's a pilot there, clean shaven, wearing his uniform also. Very highly qualified pilot, senior pilot. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib gave almost the same bayan. And the avenue he's working in, how are you going to control your eyes? He's on the plane most of the time. Air hostess will come there into the cockpit all the time. What do you like to have? And they'll chat you up and they'll smile at you and the rest of it. But such an effect on his heart, sitting in that company. Then he came months later. When he came months later, he sat in the majlis. After the majlis, he came to meet Hazrat. Hazrat met him. Didn't really give him a second look. They said, Hazrat, you remember me? He said, I don't remember you. By now he had a big beard. He said, I'm the pilot. He said, Subhanallah. What happened to you? He said, Hazrat, you just spoke about bad nazri, about evil glances. And the last majlis I said by you till today, I haven't abused my eyes. My heart is absolutely at sukoon. And I'm enjoying my life with my wife right now. And I kept a full beard. This is therefore Allah's promise. Stay with the pious ones, and now Allah will change the heart. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma sadiqeen. The Quran says, stay with the pious people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you taqwa and iman. The same iman the person will get, Allah will take him out from darkness. From all the darknesses of this world. For this we have these beautiful nights, my dear brothers, where we can connect to Allah ta'ala. Take out time. Many a person feeds also on these nights. I don't have the spiritual strength. Where am I going to stay awake the whole night? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind. Now broken efforts also. Take out some time. Two rakat namaz. Make one tasbih. Tonight being 23rd night also. The dua of the Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I recognize the night of Qadr, what do I read? Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni o fa'afu anna. So we can sit, read one tasbih 100 times. Allahumma innaka afoon, and recall your gunas and say, Ya Allah, you afu. You love to forgive. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I don't have the strength. Allah likes to see weakness also. Show Allah our weakness. Ya Allah, I'm weak. I can't do it. I don't have it in me. I don't have the taqwa. I'm not some heavyweight buzruk, as we say. Right? You meet our friends also, hey, you're a big buzruk. Me, I'm shaitan ka bacha. Right, I'm on shaitan. Don't say that. Inshallah, I become buzruk also. So we make buzruks not like some fun thing, you know, hey, to become pious. When we in madrasa, in Jobog also, where they lingo up different. In the madrasa also, this guy is dick pious. He's dick pious, meaning now he's thick and he's very pious. His piety is very thick. So, now we use the term also. Somebody came to Muhyi Sunnah, Mu'an Abdul Haqsab Rahmatullahi. Say, Hazrat, I changed my life. Sometimes I'm holding tasbih in my hand. And people say, hey, Sufi Sahab. He say, yeah, I feel very bad. They're calling me now. They're mocking at me. So he said, let them call you Shaitan then. Badmash. He said, no, Sufi Sahab is alright. Let them call you Sufi Sahab. What's the problem with that? Why are you taking offense to that? Now, if somebody says now, like before we had the bumper stickers, and they would have there that I'm the boy your mother warned you about. I'm the boy. They say, yeah, I'm the boy. You're proud of that now. Bad boy. Inna lillahi. He's a good boy. Alhamdulillah. People call you buzruk. Why not? Inshallah, Allah make me like that. And then we change over to know he's a bush crook. Na'uzu billah. That is a crook in the bush. And all these terms use the right terms. Allah make us pious. Nothing wrong with being pious. To be good also. Alhamdulillah. So on these nights over here now, you might feel like, hey, I'm going to stay awake the whole night. Even the weak efforts, and they say that handicapped child in the home, the parents love the child more, the special child. So who am I? I'm the special ummati, the broken one. I don't have anything. Allah will love us more, inshallah. Now we might have to be pious, my du'as to be accepted, definitely not. And this hadith also, where Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said, the first 10 days is for rahmat, second 10 days for maghfirat. And the last 10 days of freedom from the fire of Jahannam, in the rahmat part, Mullah Ali Qari says, this is rahmat-i-amma. This rahmat of Allah in the month of Ramadan is a general and open rahmat for the biggest sinner and for the pious also. It's open, not only reserved for the people of piety and taqwa and a'mal, for those that are doing nothing also, but they want something. So their rahmat is for them also. Forgiveness are for those also. Then he just has to say, Allah, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Finish. Unlike now, out of Ramadan, I go to beg. Ya Allah is begging you, just make tawbah, please. Just say one time, Allahumma innaka afoon, and I'll forgive you. And I'll, like how the father says, now he heard the son is doing something. He said, tell me what's happening. What's up? What are you doing? I'm nothing. Just tell me one time, finish, and he sorted out. Now he wants to duck. He doesn't want to say, then be honest. Just tell me, I won't get angry. All right, we'll handle it properly. I won't get angry, I won't hit you, won't tell your mother also. Then he thinks about it, okay, let me say it now. So Allah says, just say it one time only. Imagine on the month of Ramadan, Allah is waiting for you. Ya baghi al khair aqbil. Hadith Sharif say, Ya baghi al khair. Oh, the one that's looking for goodness, aqbil, that move forward. Move, Allah is waiting for you. Ya baghi al shar adbir. The one that wants evil, now go back. You want good, come forward. Allah is prepared to give his open now. So we can sit down, one two rakat namaz, make some dua, make some shukr, read one tasbih 100 times, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni. Then the 4 things in the month of Ramadan that we cannot do without. La ilaha illallah, wa kalima. One tasbih, la ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. As'aluka al-jannah. Wa'udhu bika minan nar. These are 4 words or kalimas, which is especially for the month of Ramadan, We say La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. We're renewing our iman. Renewing our iman. Allah waliyu ladina amanu. We're becoming the friend of Allah. So La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I slipped up. I messed up my life. Ya Allah, I'm making istighfar. As'aluka al-jannah. Ya Allah, I ask you for jannah. I ask you for jannah. A'udhu bika min an-nar. And I seek your protection from the fire of Jahannam. These are four things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that in the month of Ramadan we cannot do without. So one tasbih we can read, Allahumma innaka afoon. Then la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, and ask Allah with fervor. As'aluka al-jannah, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Say it so much to Allah, astaghfirullah, till the feeling comes in the heart, ya Allah, please forgive, please forgive. And like one person made dua, ya Allah, please forgive. And ya Allah, if you don't want to forgive, then to forgive. If you don't want to forgive, then to forgive. Like the little son will tell the parent now, you don't want to give me, still give me. Father says, what's wrong with you? He said, you don't want to give me, still give me. The father will give him. He said, what kind of way is this now? Ya Allah, you don't want to forgive, still forgive. Where else am I going to go? Who else am I going to ask for forgiveness? As'aluka al-jannah. Hey, forgive me, Allah, give me jannah now. Now give me jannah. And now Allah will give. One riwayat comes also. One Aqasim Sahib Anuti Rahman mentioned this riwayat. He says that a person continues making istighfar, seeking forgiveness, and ask Allah, and he pleads, and he begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for his bounties, for rosy sustenance, and he cries, and he's crying for a long period of time. And the malaika become accustomed to his voice. So they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, so long he's crying. If we could give him, we'd have given him long time. Allah says, I also want to give him. But if I give him, he'll run away. So I want to keep him here. I enjoy his crying. I enjoy him being close. Allah keeps him there. And the beautiful example ulama give is like how that father who has a little son or a little granddaughter, how cute she is, how cute he is. And he says, Bachu, ho beta, nawasa, beti, my dolly, come here. I got a sweet for you. And the boy comes, and you give him with the lollipop in your hand. He said, I come grab it. And now he's jumping to grab it. And you make him jump. And he's making his faces like this, making his faces like that. Ah, you're enjoying it now. And then you say, please, say, please, say, please, please, please. Then you make him jump again. Then finally, when you give him, how you give it to him? You give him and you grab him. Now give me one bah. Give me one kiss now. Right? And then he got in, how he'll get you? And he said, you got another one. He said, we are like that. Ya Allah, you forgive me. Give me jannat now. You forgive me. Give me jannat now. Allah will give it. Allah will give it. Ya Allah, give me jannat ilahif. That's how Hadrat says, in the eyes of Allah, don't think I'm a big buzruk. I'm some Allah wala. But Allah wants to see some high-powered ibadat from me. No, we're nothing. I do small, broken things, Ya Allah, and that you'll give me a little bit. As it is, 99% what I have, Allah gave me without asking. 99% Allah gave me without even me asking. Allah just threw it at me. So, Ya Allah, I want forgiveness. Ya Allah, just forgive me. Just give me the Jannah also. And save me from Jahannam. Give me Jannah life in this dunya, in Qabr also, Akhirat also. Just make my life easy for me. These are the nights to ask Allah. And it is that easy, my dear brothers. We don't have to, like, yes, we can tie ourselves, Alhamdulillah. But we know what we are, how much we can do, how broken we are, how much Quran we can read. So, this is the night to little bit tie ourselves, two rakats, four rakats. Make one tasbih, as you mentioned, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, a'udhu bika min an-nar. Then we carry one tasbih, durood sharif. Durood sharif we can read. Hazrat says, read one tasbih of jazallahu anna nabiyyana muhammadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahlu. Very powerful wazifa also. We can read that also. Then some Quran tilawat, whatever we can, take a rest, wake up again, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the night, if it is Laylatul Qadr, Alhamdulillah, we've got 83 years banked already. 83 years already of ibadat banked, 83 years of rahmat and barakat, everything that is done. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. The original a'mal on these big nights are individual a'mal. We have these programs to encourage ourselves. So, programs are there to encourage ourselves. The actual ibadat starts after the program. Where nafil ibadat is based upon a person being in seclusion, on his own, that is real ibadah. Where is me? Amay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. for me to cry before Allah. If I can't cry, pretend I'm crying. That's why in Hanafi Mazhab, there's no Salatul Tahajjud in Jama'at also. Yes, if there's no pre-arrangement, and there's no stability, the time, people just woke up together, not more than 3 or 4, then permissible. But the real ibadah is being alone. Where I sit on my own, and I count my, enumerate my sins to Allah, get it forgiven one by one, one by one, and I make promises to Allah. Ramadan will be over, Ya Allah, you keep me strong, keep in your ibadat. But as you mentioned, the easiest way is stay in good company. Go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, find somebody that I can speak to, somebody that can guide me, hold their hand. We've got Jama'ah brothers, we've got the mashayikh. This is the only way we can stay strong. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. We'll make zikr and dua. When you make a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran Sharif, اذكروني اذكركم. That, O my banda, O my slave, اذكروني. Remember me, take my name, make my dhikr. اذكروني اذكركم. When you make the dhikr of Allah, it is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making my dhikr. Allah ta'ala makes my dhikr, Allah ta'ala gives me tawfiq to take His name. So my Allah is thinking of me. Allah doesn't forget us. When we make the dhikr of Allah and you're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَذْكُرْكُمْ Allah say, I will remember you with my bounties. You taking my name, I will show my bounties upon you. When you say, لا إله إلا الله, then you are taking out all the muck and the dirt from the heart. This kalima لا إله إلا الله is like a super vacuum that removes all the dirt from the heart. So with لا إله, we're pulling it out. Ya Allah, I got this problem, I got that problem, I have this temptation. I'm stuck in this deal, this riba, this porn site, this illicit relationship, and this drugs, Ya Allah, la ilaha. This kalima is so powerful, it will remove everything from the heart. It will take it out. Illallah, Ya Allah, my heart only belongs to you. Come into my heart, come into my eyes, come into my hands, come into my body, come into my life, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, become mine and make me yours. Ya Allah will become ours, then the darknesses will be removed. The nur will come into the heart. My life will become my life of reality, not a deception. So we're saying, La ilaha illallah, a beam forms in the person's heart to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. This is La ilaha illallah between La ilaha illallah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no hijab, there's no barrier, no obstruction. It goes directly to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah forgives that person. Allah showers that person with His mercies. La ilaha illallah. This yaqeen, this conviction, we take the name of Allah, we read our kalima. When you say Allah, we say Allah, we take the name of Allah. I picture that there's a tongue in my heart, tongue in my mouth, and every hair of my body is taking the name of Allah, shouting out, Allah, Allah, the carpet is saying Allah, the wall is saying Allah, the fan is saying Allah, the ceiling and the roof is saying Allah, the streets are saying Allah. Allah's name is prevalent in the entire universe right now, and Allah must come into my life and take over my life, and I become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can do it in one night. Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi was a drunkard. He left the tavern, the pub, late at night, and in his stupor of his drunkenness, intoxicated, he sees a page on the floor, he picks it up. What was in the page? The name of Allah. He was absolutely drunk, intoxicated. He sees Allah's name. He kissed it, he cleaned it, he took it home, put it somewhere high. The next morning he woke up, he hears from the skies, Allah declared that Bishr has become my friend. Bishr has become my friend. Immediately he made tawbah. This one, just taking a piece of paper with the name of Allah, showing love for it, Allah declared, Bishr has become my friend. Bishr Hafi, Hafi means the barefooted one. That after the taqwa came into his heart, he never wore shoes again. He walked bare feet. Why you walk bare feet? He says, the ground belongs to Allah, this is the carpet of Allah. How can I walk in the carpet of Allah with shoes on? This is the level of taqwa Allah Ta'ala had given him. Allah can give us also. There's nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We open our hearts and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conviction that this kalima la ilaha illa can conquer everything. The name of Allah can conquer any sin in my life, any temptation in my life. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا القوة المتين O most powerful Allah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah. Ya Allah, the skies belong to you, the earth belongs to you. Ya Allah, the kingdom belongs to you, Ya Almighty, All Powerful. Ya Allah, power belongs to you, might belongs to you. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La malja wa la manja min Allah illa ilayk. O my Allah, there is no place of refuge, there is no place to hide, O my Allah. There is only your court, O my Allah. There is only place by you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, O my Allah. You are supreme, you are alone, you are absolute. O Kareem Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, command is from you, decisions is from you, our life is from you, death is from you, Ya Allah, sustenance from you, O my Allah, strength is from you, Ya Allah, you created us, Ya Allah, we belong to you, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk, Ya Allah, no one, Ya Allah, created us besides you, our hearts belong to you, the eyes belong to you, the hands belong to you, the tongue belongs to you, Ya Allah, our brains belong to you, O my Allah, you are our creator, O my Allah, you are our Rabb, O my Allah, you are the sustainer, O my Allah, you are the one that controls everything, Ya Allah, within our bodies, O my Allah, decisions come from you, O Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, the entire earth belongs to you, within the earth, above the skies, O my Allah, the universe is within your control, O Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, you are the beauty of the skies and the earth, you are the creator of the skies and the earth, O my Allah, you are the one that controls everything, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we are the weakest of your creations, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we are absolutely muhtaj of you. We are in need of you every breath, every second of our life, every moment of our life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot live without you. Ya Hayyun Qayyum. O Kareem Rahim Allah, you are all alive. Ya Allah, we have no strength, we have no power, we have nothing, O my Allah. Everything is from you. Strength is from you, food is from you, ni'mas and bounties from you. Ya Allah, iman came from you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we are here in the masjid on the night of the 23rd of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you gave us iman, O my Allah. You brought us from your home. You are the host, O my Allah. We are the weak guests, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have brought nothing before you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We have brought our begging bowls, O my Allah. We attach our bodies, Antumul Faqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Ya Allah, you declared in Quran Sharif that, O insan, O man, you may be so high and so proud, but in the court of Allah, you just a faqir. You just a poor pauper, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Antumul Faqara'u.
fuqara, we are registered beggars. Ya Allah, we are registered beggars in your court, O my Allah, forever. Ya Allah, till we die and thereafter. Ya Allah, we need of your rahmat, of your forgiveness, of your mercy, of your compassion, of your love, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, you love us more than our own mothers, O my Allah. No matter how much we hurt them, O my Allah, we just said that one time, O Mother, I'm sorry, better everything is maaf. Everything is forgiven. Oh my Allah, you love us more than our mothers, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. It is for this season that you brought us tonight in the masjid, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the grand host, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. How many are there at your palace at Baytullah in the Haram of Makkah, Mukarramah, O my Allah, making dua tonight. Give us a share in their duas, O my Allah, at the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beautiful Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allah, we have come tonight to present our hearts to you, O my Allah. To present our sins to you, O my Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'afa Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'afa Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa fa'afa Allah. O my Allah, you are forgiveness, O my Allah. How the child will say, oh, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Allah, we say to you that, Ya Allah, we won't do it again. Ya Allah, we won't do it again. Ya Allah, we say, weak, O my Allah. But you know what we will do, O my Allah. But we say to you tonight, O my Allah. Oh, Rabbah, Ya Allah, we won't do it again. We are sorry, O my Allah. We broke your command, O my Allah. We abused our eyes, O my Allah. We abused our hearts, O my Allah. Our hands, our feet that you gave us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody abuses something of our property, O my Allah. We get so upset, O my Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim. Then too, O my Allah, so tolerant, O my Allah. Then too, you invited us tonight and you brought us. Definitely, you want to give us tonight. Ya Allah, we have come to take from you. We have come to take, O my Allah. But our bones are broken, Ya Allah. Look at our hands, O my Allah. It's full of dirt and full of muck, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the beggar that comes with a broken bone, we won't give him coins. We'll give him notes, O my Allah. He doesn't fall through his broken bone. O my Allah, give us so much rahmat, he doesn't go through, O my Allah. Give us so much of rahmat of yours, O my Allah. Till our last breath, Ya Allah, and thereafter. So much of rahmat of yours that is pouring tonight upon the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we bring you on this night of the 23rd of Ramadan. Ya Allah, in your home, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to forgive us, Ya Allah. Show your rahmat upon us. Ya Allah, we are undeserving slaves of yours. But then to this door, the door for us to go to, O my Allah. Where do we go? Who do we cry? Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, O my Allah. When the hearts were troubling them. Ya Allah, when the thoughts were troubling him. When sin was persisting, Ya Allah, their hearts. Ya Allah, they were done. Ya Allah, they would run to the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would see his face only. They would see his face only. And their hearts would get solace. Oh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where do we go? Ya Allah, we have become yatim as an ummah. He's the one to put their hand on this ummah right now. Ya Allah, the ummah is being slaughtered, Ya Allah, in Gaza, in Palestine. Have you still, Ya Allah, haven't woken up from our slumber? The eyes have become dead, the heart has become dead, the eyes of the heart have become blind. We can't even see the plight of the ummah anymore. It's just me, myself, and I. Ya Allah, sahaba ikram could run to the rohda. Oh my Allah. And he would speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would put his hand on their chest. He would make dua for them. Oh my Allah. They saw his beautiful countenance. They saw Madina Munawwara. They saw the Roda. Oh, Kareem Rahim Allah, we only saw filth and dirt, O my Allah. We only saw filth and dirt, O my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Our iman has become tainted. Our eyes have become tainted. But then do we say to you, O Rabbah. Oh, Rabbah, we love you, O my Allah. We love you, O Allah. We love you, O my Allah. We love you. Ya Allah, strike our hearts with an arrow of your love, O my Allah. Let it go deep, deep, deep inside, O my Allah. Let it go deep into the hearts and clean it all the dirt, O my Allah. Like we have 3 in 1 to polish and to clean, O my Allah. Let the arrows pierce to light, O my Allah. It's falling from your arch. Ya Allah, those arrows of love and muhabbat. Let it go through the hearts, O my Allah. Let it go into the eyes, O my Allah. Take it all the filth and the dirt, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Purify us and clean us out completely for life, O my Allah. Never to go back to sin to break your command. You must enjoy it, Ya Allah, in Quran, Tilawat. You must enjoy but in Salah, O my Allah, till our bodies become tired for you, and you become happy with us, and you declare your love for us.
Ya Allah, that you tell the malaika, I love him, you must also love him. Ya Allah, declare your love for us. Ya Allah, we have nothing to present to you. Ya Allah, this is the month of Ramadan. Oh, Ya Allah, we present to you the fasting of our little masum children, oh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're keeping Rosa, oh, Kareem Ibrahim Allah. Oh, what love, oh, Ya Allah, they are doing it for you, oh, Ya Kareem Ibrahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept their Rosas in the barakat of their fasting. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, pour your rahmat upon our homes, upon our masturat and ladies, our parents, oh, Ya Allah, our spouses, our children, you give hidayah to Allah. Give us hidayah to Allah. Even though we don't want it, you don't want to forgive us, then to forgive us, Allah. Then to accept us, Allah. Even though, Ya Allah, we have reservations, then to turn our hearts upside down. Oh, my Kareem Rahim Allah. Hazrat Khalid came to Medina Munawwara with blood on his hands. Wahshi came with the blood of Hamza radiallahu anhu. And different Sahaba Ikram came, Allah. Oh, my Allah, they came to Medina Munawwara. The city of welcome, the city of gifting. The city of love, oh my Allah. They were welcomed with open hands, with blood on their hands, oh my God, Ibrahim Allah. Ya Allah, who's going to welcome us? Who's going to welcome us and embrace us? Ya Allah, take us into that. Take us into that. Take us into that. Ya Allah, the clubs are calling to take us in. Ya Allah, the drug addicts are calling us to take us in. Ya Allah, those drug houses are calling us. Ya Allah, the base of fitna are calling us. Oh my Allah, your Muazzin calls every day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then too we cannot hear. Ya Allah, take us in tonight. Ya Allah, take us in tonight. Give us a competition. Give us shelter, oh Allah. Because yours, we are little children crawling with broken backs. We don't know, we can't see. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us eyes of the heart. Let us find our direction. Take us in for life, O my Allah. Don't let us out, O my Allah. Lock us in, Ya Allah. Lock us in the cage of your love and your Muhammad, O my Allah. Please, O Kareem, we beg you, Allah. Don't let us go, O my Allah. Don't let us go, O my Allah. Catch us by our forelocks. Catch us by our hands, O my Allah. Tie us up, O my Allah, to your obedience. Never to leave again. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. There's nowhere else we can go to. We are begging to you tonight, O my Allah. Whatever we come here tonight, the brothers have come in Muhammad, they love, O my Allah. They've come with aspirations, O my Allah. They've come with intentions, oh my Allah. They've come whatever they have in their hearts, oh my Allah. You know every person, Ya Allah, what his need is. Ya Allah, full his need beyond his comprehension, oh my Allah. Whatever taqazas they have, whatever the needs are, whatever the direction is, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you become hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Ya Allah, you can suffice us. You're the best of caretakers. Ya Allah, you take over our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us an iman, give us a taqwa, give us a muhabbat and the love, give us salah in our life 5 times a day in the masjid, oh my Allah, make it easy for us. Make our rosy easy. Make our dunya easy. Make our dunya work for our deen, oh my Allah. Make us mujahideen of deen, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Make us stalwarts of deen, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, take us to the four corners of the world for the fikr of deen. Ya Allah, Nabi of Allah will become happy with us. Sahaba Ikram will become happy, oh my Allah. Accept us, oh my Allah. Accept our progenies, oh my Allah. Make them, Ya Allah, make them recitors of Quran Sharif, oh my Allah. With the love of Quran in their hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, with the love of dhikr in their hearts, love for salah, and make us the same, make our wives the same. Give us contentment, O my Allah. Grant us contentment, O my Allah. You've given us so many bounties of this world. Ya Allah, we thank you. We don't have the words to be grateful to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all the bounties you have given us, O my Allah. Keep us upon sirat mustaqim. Forgive us for our sins, the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins of the tongue, the sins of the eyes. Ya Allah, keep us pure and clean. Ya Allah, we've come tonight, Ya Allah. For our cars, we have car washes, O my Allah. For our homes we have, Ya Allah, cleaning products, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, tonight is the night we've come to clean ourselves out, O my Allah. We've come to the car wash, Ya Allah, to the body wash, to the heart wash, Ya Allah. That tonight you will cleanse the hearts. You will wash the hearts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, try to wash our hearts, O my Allah. With your rahmat and your mercy, Ya Allah, with your forgiveness, O my Allah, and free our necks from the fire of Jahannam, O my Allah. And this Jahannami life we are leading right now, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know which direction we are going. Everywhere the fires are blazing, O my Allah. But Ya Allah, if you take hold of us, Ya Allah, you become our friend, O my Allah. You bring iman, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us from the darknesses of this world. Take us into the nur of iman, of taqwa, the muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, give us the hearts of your friends that you've given the awliya. That swim in the oceans of your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Give us a real salah, real Quran tilawat. Because true ummat is Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because true slaves of yours. Ya Allah, we are jahil, O my Allah. We don't know anything. Ya Allah, you teach us, O my Allah, how to be a real slave. How to be an ummati, how to be a husband, O my Allah, how to be sons, Ya Allah. How many a mother is crying at home, in regards to her son, in regards to the children. Ya Allah, accept the du'as of group, accept the du'as of our mothers, our fathers, Ya Allah, our wives, oh my Allah. It is not me, we are pressing anybody, oh my Allah. We fulfill the rights of people around us, oh my Allah. Listen to their du'as, oh my Allah. How many mother at whom is parashan, she's worried. My daughter is not getting married. My son is not getting married. Ya Allah, accept the du'as, oh my Allah. Open the taqdeer. How many husband at home is worried. I cannot pay the bills right now. It's pining of what's going to happen. Ya Allah, open the rosy. There's plenty of halal sustenance, oh my Allah. Save us from haram, oh my Allah. Save us from riba. Save us from usury, the interest, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, rosy belongs to you. Halal belongs to you. Ya Allah, keep us only in halal. Save us from haram. Save us from sinning, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. How many a young girl is parishan, young boy is parishan, yeah, difficulty, whatever difficulty may be, Allah. Allah grant ease, oh my Allah. All those in debts, oh my Allah, crush the debts, oh my Allah. Give them halal sustenance, oh my Allah. Save us from debts, oh my Allah. Save us from the banks, oh my Allah. Save us from insurances, oh my Allah. Save us from the hospitals, oh my Allah. Save us those that have cancer, those that have illnesses, whatever it may be. Grant the shifa, ya ajil, kamil, mustabir. Relieve them, make it easy for them, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. All those that have passed before the qabr of Noor. Make them up for it. Raise them. Ya Allah, free them from the fire of Jahannam. Free us from the fire of Jahannam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. All that being kind to us, oh my Allah, be kind to them, oh my Allah. Be kind to them, Ya Allah, spiritually, physically, Ya Allah, financially, emotionally, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we thank you for this great ni'mat on this night. We are sitting in your house with your tawfiq, oh my Allah. We are sitting, Ya Allah, in the school masjid, Ya Allah, on soft carpets, oh my Allah. Even worry where the next meal will come from, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have families and brothers in Gaza tonight. They are sitting on rubble, oh my Allah. With their children beneath it. With their children buried in the rubble. Ya Allah. They don't know where this city will come from. They don't know whether they'll see tomorrow, say any time, or Fajr. Only because they believe in you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how much longer? How much longer will they go through this, oh my Allah? It is your hikmat and your wisdom, we cannot understand it. But they are giving qurbani for the ummah, oh my Allah. They are giving qurbani for the ummah, oh my Allah. The dunya has been shattered, oh my Allah. But then too they will say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Oh my Allah. Listen to the cries of those mothers. Listen to the cry of the yatim, oh my Allah. His fathers are broken. They buried all the children of Kareem Rahim Allah. There's nothing left for them but this world besides you. Ya Allah, you become their kafir. You become their wakil. You become their zahir. You become their nasir. Ya Allah, become their support, oh my Allah. Keep them strong, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, break the hand of the zalim, oh my Allah. Break their hands, oh my Allah. Break their hands, oh my Allah. And you know he died for them. Ya Allah, remove them, oh my Allah. Like how you move Ad and Thamud, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Shake the earth beneath their feet, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, shake their bunkers, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, shake their bunkers, oh my Allah. Show them your qudrat, oh my Allah. Show them your power, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they are playing with you, oh my Allah. Nobody plays with Allah. Oh my Allah, they have pride over their weaponry, over their jets, oh my Allah, over their tanks. Ya Allah, we have pride over you. Ya Allah, we have pride over you. Ya Allah, show them your qudrat and your taqat, oh my Allah. Like how you dispatch malaika in Badr, oh my Allah. Allah, send those malaika again. Ya Allah, we are not like the Badris, oh my Allah, the Sahaba. But then too, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, send your malaika. The wind that you send in Khandaq, oh my Allah, against the kuffar, send the winds against him, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you have armies, Ya Allah, Tayran Ababil. You send against Abraham, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, send the Scud missiles, send the cruise missiles against them. Ya Allah, make their plans fall upon their own heads, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the power belongs to you. The earth belongs to you. Ya Allah, purify the earth, oh my Allah. Let your name prevail, oh my Allah. It's like awe and fear in their hearts, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let there be infighting among them, oh my Allah. Let them kill one another, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Release the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, free Masjid Al-Aqsa, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh Nabi Akram, put foot over there, oh my Allah. The haram belongs to us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all the harams can be pure and clean of all the fitnas, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again, oh my Allah. Restore once again, oh my Allah, the glory of the ummah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Establish your deen in the world, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Wherever the Muslims are in the world, protect them, oh my Allah. Give us the upper hand, oh my Allah. Give us pride upon our deen, oh my Allah. Give us deen in our lives, oh my Allah. Let's become proud Muslims, oh my Allah. We believe in you.
Sahaba ikram will say, نحن الذين بايعوا محمدا على الجهاد ما بقينا أبدا. We are those people that pledge allegiance upon the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give our lives in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, make us among the jamaatu ma illallah. We are prepared to give, ya Allah, give up our sins for your love and your muhabbatu ma illallah. If tonight, ya Allah, we make tawbah to you and we give up our sins, delete our apps, ma illallah, it will make a difference over us in Palestine. Oh ma illallah, we prepare to do it tonight, ma illallah. We prepare to give it up, ma illallah. We prepare to give it up, oh Allah, to save one baby, to save one lady, to save a chastity, oh Allah. They are reaping them, abusing them, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Wake up our hearts, oh Allah. Wake up our hearts, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Make the decision, oh Allah. Where are they going to go to tonight, oh Allah? Everywhere there's no more buffer zones, there's no more safe places for them, oh Allah. They want to finish them tonight. Oh Allah, and our sins are finishing us. Ya Allah, give us the way to make sincere tawbah, oh my Allah. You said your malaika for them. You said your nusrat for them tonight. Oh my Allah, cover them. Send Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with his 600 wings. Let him just open two over them, oh my Allah. Give them rahat tonight. Let them sleep, oh my Allah. Give them rest, ya Allah. Feed them. Ya Allah, how much food you give us? And we are wasting, we're throwing the food away. Oh my Allah, they're drinking muddy water. Oh, you've given us bottles upon bottles. What good have we done to deserve it? Oh, we haven't done anything. The hands are filthy. The eyes are dirty. The minds are polluted. Oh, Allah. Ya Allah, what good has ever been done? And ya Allah, you haven't tested us. We're too weak to be tested. We're too weak to be tested. We're too weak to be tested. We are the handicapped one of the ummah. The handicapped is untested, oh my Allah. We are handicapped in every way. Ya Allah, don't test us, oh my Allah. Give us generous hearts, generous hands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, brothers are very generous, ya Allah. They are spending in your path. All the poor they're spending, ya Allah. Keep your hifazat upon the ummah, oh my Allah. Keep your hifazat in afiyat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, restore modesty to our masturahat. Our ladies, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant their modesty once again, ya Allah. And they don't flaunt, ya Allah, the beauty in public, oh my Allah. That to the coffee shops you go without any fear. The father dropping of their daughters there, oh my Allah. In the month of Ramadan, without any fear. Ya Allah, without any fear. Ya Allah, grant them iman. Grant them taqwa. In the month of Ramadan, oh my Allah, to play sports and to go to pedal. Nobody is being slaughtered. And we are playing ball and games, oh my Allah. Where our iman is gone to? We don't have sensitivity about the hearts anymore. There's no more ghirat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us iman, oh my Allah. Give us understanding of deen, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, give us understanding. Let's wake up, oh my Allah. The ummah is out shopping for Eid, oh my Allah. To buy clothes that we don't need. Ya Allah, our children don't have clothes in the part of the world. They have nothing. Ya Allah, they don't have the basics. Ya Allah, give us some, ya Allah. Give us some iman in the heart, some shame, oh my Allah. Some shame that this time we will say we're not buying it. We better send it to our children or the yatim there, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts of iman. What has happened to us, ya Allah? We become so hard-hearted that we have no feeling for anyone right now. It's only for ourselves. Ya Allah, give us understanding. Ya Allah, give us understanding. Don't test us. Make it easy for us. Ya Allah, open the doors for the ummah of khair and barakat and nusrat. And ya Allah, free us from the fire of jahannam. Save us from azab al-qabr kareem rahim Allah. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors, ya Allah, of your rahmat and barakat for the ummah. وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم أو كريم رحيم الله Take us all to Haramain Sharifain over and over again. The only place we get solace, oh my Allah. And gazing at the Baytullah, sitting next to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hama rajina wa marna madina. Our living and dying for only can be Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, those that will give our lives for deen, O my Allah. Give us place in Mu'alla wa Baqi, O my Allah. Or in your path in a condition you are happy with us. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, at home, grant them shifa, ya Adil, Kamil, Mustamir. All those that ask, ya Allah, for du'as, O my Allah. Grant them more than they can imagine, O my Allah. All those that haven't asked, ya Allah, grant them also. The du'as we haven't asked for, ya Allah, we really won't know how to make du'a, O my Allah. All those du'as, Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask for us to umala for the ummah. Ya Allah, be in the Rosa of Mubarak, be in the room of Aisha radiallahu anha at the time of Tahajjud. Ya Allah, those tears fell upon his Mubarak beard and he made dua for us. Ya Allah, give us the barakat of all those duas, the duas he made in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and he cried for the ummah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest part of the ummah right now.
Accept the du'as of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the haqq of the ummah and protect us from all the evils and all the fitnas, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'u al-alim wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ma sha'a Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوف لنا الكيل وتصدق علينا. Allah, we've come with fake fake du'as, with fake amal, with poor quality. Ya Allah, you give us full measure. You make sadqat to us, O my Allah. Overlook us and accept us. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ بِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
A humble request and plea to the brothers that before we can meet or start talking, we can just stand up wherever we are and start our two rakat namaz immediately, inshallah. Once we start meeting and talking, then this entire environment will be lost, inshallah. All the time, hearts are soft, we can immediately start two rakats, four rakats, engage in zikr, Quran, tilawat, half an hour, 45 minutes, and inshallah we can take a break thereafter, then come back into the masjid and continue, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.